أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتل عليهم نبأ بني آدم بالحق إذ قربا قربانا فتقبل من أحدهما ولم يتقبل من الآخر قال لأقتلنك قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 27 of Surah Ma'idah. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, for a few brief verses, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the two sons of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, making reference to the first murder that had taken place on the surface of this earth. What is interesting is the relationship between this incident that Allah Ta'ala brings at this point in the Quran Sharif and the previous verses of the Quran, knowing full well that this Quran is not just a kitab of historical details, but it is for hidayat, it is for guidance, for us to draw lessons from the kitab of Allah, from the Quran. So some few verses before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related and narrated the words of both the Christians and that of the Yahud, where they said, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاءُ. We are the sons of Allah Ta'ala, the children of Allah Ta'ala, and we are the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show that there was an actual son of a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, who had done wrong, and that did not make it right because he was the son of a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. He had to suffer the consequences of his ill, of his wrong. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show that in that incident between the two sons of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, that the murder that had taken place was effectively because of jealousy. And here Allah Ta'ala wants to show that the Yahud, you did not accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and amongst the reasons besides your arrogance and everything else, and one reason was that of your jealousy. And the third is the incident before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded them to go out and to fight in the path of Allah Ta'ala. That was a legitimate fight, going out and fighting in the path of Allah, because the rule and the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to reign on this earth, and hence they had to go out and fight. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that one will be a permissible fight, one will be a permissible and legitimate killing for the sake of Allah, and one will be illegitimate and unacceptable to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hence Allah Ta'ala commands our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ بْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ. O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recite upon them, that is the whole of mankind, نَبَأَ بْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ, the incident of the two sons of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Now bearing in mind that Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam and Sayyida Hawa had come onto this earth, both of them now procreate, they get children. But generally the rule, like we would know in our Shariat, a brother may not marry a sister. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in His wisdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted and bestowed upon them twins on each birth. And in that twins, there would be male and female, what we term as pigeon pair, one boy, one girl. And then the next set of twins will be born, one boy, one girl. So the boy from this twin will marry the girl from that twin, and the boy from that twin will marry the girl from this twin. And in that way, for that temporary period of time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept that legitimate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made that the rule, and that was the law according to Allah Ta'ala, that was known to one and all. And hence in that way procreation had started, mankind had started. And in that way mankind began to spread. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had abrogated it. Here one important aspect is Allah Ta'ala says bilhaq, that recite this with the truth, in other words accurately, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed it. that probably these incidents may have occurred in the Torah, it may have been there in the Injil, but here there will be no contamination, there will be no adulteration, it will be the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it. So what had happened was, Allah ta'ala says, إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. Two pairs were born, one pair was that of Qabil, and his sister, her name was Iqlimah. Iqlimah was a very beautiful young girl that was born to her brother Qabil. And on the other side, the next pair that was born, that of Habil, and his sister was Al-Buda. Now, as they had grown, the time of marriage had come, Qabil had it in his heart that how is it possible that my brother Habil marries my sister who is so beautiful, and I should marry his sister who is not as beautiful. So here there was a want to change, and a desire to change the rule and the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, being the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adjudicated in the matter that this is the rule, this is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that law is not going to change until and unless Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reveals anything, but you cannot marry your immediate twin sister, that is not permissible. When the feud had continued between Qabil and Habil, of course from the side of Qabil, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam decided that let Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala become the judge in an adjudicator in this matter, and let Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala decide. Qabil himself, insofar as his work occupation was concerned, he was a farmer, a person that did agriculture, and on the other side, Habil was a person that looked after livestock. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam said to the two, the adjudication will be that both of you give some qurbani to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah ta'ala is making mention of the fact, إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا. The word qurban actually refers or comes from the Arabic word qurb, which means closeness and nearness to Allah ta'ala. That make this sacrifice for the sake of Allah ta'ala, so that you will gain closeness to Allah, but then Allah ta'ala will also become the judge and the adjudicator. Qabil brought some narrations, it was barley that he had brought. Other narrations say it was a very low and inferior quality of barley that he had brought as a sacrifice for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Whilst Habil, on the other side, took the best of the lambs that he had in his flock, and now he presented it to Allah Ta'ala. He made his slaughter, his sacrifice, and now in those days, the sacrifice and the slaughter had to be left at a particular hillock, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will send down a fire from the skies, from the heavens, that will devour and consume whatever is acceptable to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So what was acceptable to Allah Ta'ala was that ram, that lamb of Habil and Qabil's, whatever he had presented from his farming, was not devoured by that fire, hence not accepted by Allah Rabbul Izzat. And now that was the adjudicating factor, that there were two brothers, Qabil and Habil, both of them to marry the same woman. So the one whose qurbani was accepted, that was the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he will marry her. And hence Allah ta'ala says, إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا, that when both of them had placed very close to Allah ta'ala their qurbani, فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا, it was accepted from one of them, وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ, and hence it was not accepted from the other. So in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed that who will be the rightful spouse of that girl that Qabil wanted to marry, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's decision was made. قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ. Now he said to his brother, Qabil said to Habil, that certainly I will kill you. The brother's response was something that was amazing. قال إنما يتقبل الله من muttaqin, that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from the muttaqin, from those who have taqwa in their hearts. Those who have taqwa in their hearts, according to most of the mufassirin, the commentators, those who have ikhlas, those who have sincerity in their hearts, it is from them that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts. There are one or two that have said, those who have adab and those who have respect for the rule and the law of Allah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would accept from them. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.